We turn now to the growing concern over the Justice Department's secret effort to spy on Associated Press reporters as part of an investigation into a leak about a failed terrorist attack. Some analysts are drawing comparisons between the Obama administration's actions in the probe and those of the Nixon administration when it attempted to block the New York Times from publishing the Pentagon Papers, the secret history of the Vietnam War leaked to that paper by whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg. 2 days after the Times first published excerpts of the Pentagon Papers, the Nixon government asked for and received a Supreme Court injunction against the newspaper, arguing that publication of the documents posed a, quote, grave and immediate danger to the security of the United States. The link was raised Tuesday by a reporter during a briefing with White House spokesperson Jay Carney.
Obama is being compared to President Nixon. How does he feel about that?
Again, I don't have a reaction from President Obama. I can tell you that the people who make those kind of comparisons need to check their history because, you know, what we have here with one issue in Benghazi is so clearly, as we're learning more and more, a political sideshow, a deliberate effort to politicize a tragedy. The president feels very strongly about that.
That was Tuesday. Well, on Wednesday, the question was raised again of whether the Obama administration's probe of the emails of the Associated Press reporters and editors recalls Nixon's targeting of the press. This time, the question was posed directly to President Obama.
I'd like to ask you about the Justice Department. Do you believe that the seizure of phone records from Associated Press journalists this week, or before that was announced recently this week, was an overreach? And do you still have full confidence in your Attorney General? Should we interpret yesterday's renewed interest by the White House in a media shield law as a response to that? And more broadly, how do you feel about comparisons by some of your critics of this week's scandals to those that happened under the Nixon administration?
Well, yeah, I'll let you guys engage in those comparisons, and you can go ahead and read the history, I think, and draw your own conclusions. My concern is making sure that if there's a problem in the government, that we fix it. That's my responsibility, and that's what we're going to do.